Bramilla of Torah Lamed Aleph and Likute Moran. In our Likute Moran, it's actually after paragraph Tes, there's a paragraph that begins with the word Zivugon Vitzdarfon Shaloisios. In our Likute Moran, it's page 102, the left-hand column, almost halfway down the page. In the last shir or two, we covered this entire chapter on Likutei Moran as Rabbeinu Zal presented it. And Rabbeinu Zal discussed a few major topics. The topic of tzedakah, the topic of emunah, the topic of yisurim, suffering. He spoke about two types of bris, a concept of tikkun habris that's called tzaddik, and a concept of tikkun habris that's called lamdan. And then Rabbeinu Zal said that a person who zeichet to bris, chesed mezgale bepuma dama, that person is zeichet to a certain hisgalus of chesed, and that chesed is a concept of ahava vehishtoikikus. Chesed means kindness, loving kindness. Those two terms go together. So Rabbeinu Zal says that this chesed is a concept of ahava and hishtoikikus, love and yearning, a tremendous arousal of desire. And Rabbeinu Zal said that that concept of chesed and ishtoikikus creates nefoshois. And then he went into the topic of nekudois and oisiois, vowels and letters. And then Rabbeinu Zal went on to say that these vowels which give life to the letters, they represent the creation of nefoshois, number one. And Rabbeinu Zal said it's not enough for these vowels and letters to just be in theory, but rather they have to be spoken. When these nekudos and oisios come out in dibur, that's when they really complete the creation of the nefoshos. Then Rabbeinu Zal went on to talk about a certain high level of eating, achila dekdusha, called lechem aponim. And that was pretty much the entire chapter on Likutei Moran. We said last week that Rav Nosson Zal said that some of the topics that were discussed in this chapter, he heard at a different time from Rabbeinu Zal, discussed in much more detail, clarification, much more elaborately, and that's what he's about to present now. He's going to take some of the topics we mentioned earlier and clarify it a lot. Some of it is wordy, but you can be sure that if Rav Nosson Zal wrote it, there's no extra words. He's just explaining. There are concepts here that are difficult and delicate, and he's making sure to explain it very, very well so that there's no mistakes made. So if a person concentrates, hopefully you'll benefit tremendously because he's talking on a deep level here. We'll start. This is Rav Nosson Zal writing what Rabbeinu Zal told him. Zivugon v'itzarfuson shel ha'isiyois hu'al yidei anikudos. The merging together and combining of letters is done through the vowels. Ki hanekudos heim hachius v'hatnua shel ha'isiyois. Because the vowels represent the life and movement of the letters. Ubali hanekudois, and without the vowels, ha'oisiois heim kegoilam, the letters are considered to be like a dead item, immovable. There's nothing in them that gives them life. Ve'ein bohem shum tnua, they have no motion on their own. V'alkein, and therefore, hanekudois heim bechinas nefesh. Therefore, we compare the vowels of the letters, we compare them to the soul of a person, the nefesh of a person. Kikemoi shehanefesh hu chius ha'odom, just as the soul, the nefesh, is the life of a human being, v'chol tnua she'odom misnoyeya, and every movement that a person makes, referring specifically, especially to the five senses, the ability to see, to speak, to touch, to taste, to walk, all of these different powers that represent different types of mobility. Hakoil hu al yidei hanefesh. It's all through the soul in the person. Ubilti hanefesh hu kegoilam. And without the nefesh, a person is dead meat. He's like a goylem, he's nothing. Just as the Gemara says that there are three partners in the creation of a person, the father, the mother, and Hashem. And the Gemara describes in detail that the father contributes the bones and certain other items, the mother contributes the flesh, and Hashem gives the nefesh. The Gemara says, when it comes time for a person to leave this world, Hashem says to the father and mother, don't worry, I'm not going to touch what's yours. I'm only going to take what's mine. I'm only going to remove what I contributed. Hashem just removes the nefesh. What's left? Zero. What's left is a dead body, period. A body that has no movement, no life, because the whole life didn't come from the meat and the flesh. The whole life came from the nefesh inside. That's the battery of the person. That's what gives it movement and life. Kain hanekudos, so too when it comes to the Torah, the Torah is also a combination of different parts working together. Rabbi Nazal says the oisios, the letters of the Torah, correspond to the body. The nekudos, the vowels, correspond to the nefesh. Heim hachius v'hanefesh shel oisios. The nekudos represent the life and soul of the letters. Ubali anekudos, and without nekudos, heim kegoylam. The letters are like an immovable item. Ve'ein lohem shum tenua v'chius. They have no mobility in life. Rak al yidei anekudos heim isnoyim. It's only the vowels that give them movement. Va'al yidei hanekudos nizdavgin v'nitzdarfin ho'isiois. And it's the nekudos, the vowels, that put together the letters in a form that they have life. Now, you can't ask here, well, what do you mean? If you open a Sefer Torah, you don't see nekudos, you only see oisios. The answer is those oisios are dead. Without a person knowing the vowels under them, without a balkoire knowing the vowels, those letters are meaningless. Or in many cases, you could say the same word, you see the letters nun pei lamet. That could be nofal or neifel. It could have two totally different meanings. Or there are other words where literally it could have an opposite meaning. If you read it with one set of vowels or a different set of vowels. So therefore, we say that without the vowels, the letters are considered to be like a goylem, a dead item. The ikur hisavus hanefesh. So far we spoke about the nefesh and the guf, and we spoke about the nekudos and the oisios. Now Rabbi Nazal says, V'ikr hishavus hanefesh, the main creation of a soul, hu al yidei ha-hishtoikekus v'ha-kisufin shel ish Yisroel achar Hashem Yisborach. The nefesh of a person is created and turned on and brought to life through the yearning of that person for Hashem. Kol echot lefi madregosoi shehu nichsaf umishtoikek umisgagea lahagiel madrego limale mimenu. Each and every person, to the degree that that person yearns and craves and desires to reach for something above them, to reach to the level above them, al yidei hakisufin elu nase nefesh. That yearning is what creates the soul in a person. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nichsefa v'gam kolso nafshi. The literal translation of that Pasuk is that Dovid HaMelech says, my soul is yearning like with an endless, an infinite yearning. But Rabbein Azal teaches it, Nichsefa v'gam kolso equals nafshi. My nefesh comes from kisufin and kilyoin einayim. To the degree that a person is yearning and craving, that's the degree that they're creating, enlivening up, turning on their nefesh. Hainu, masha ani nichsa v'kolo achar Hashem Yisborach, that ability that I have to yearn and have this kilyon einayim. Kilyon einayim means longing, a person looking out into the distance, waiting anxiously for something special to arrive, to achieve something special. Mizeh bi'atzmoi nase nafshi. That itself creates my nefesh. Either creates it from nothing, or if it's at a certain level, it recreates it, it refreshes it, it makes it new, better, new and improved, that concept. Vizesh, and Rabbein Azal proves this now from a Gemara. A person would say, baloney, create the nefesh, what do you mean? A Jew's born with a nefesh. What kind of additional creation of nefesh is? The answer is it's not baloney. We'll give you one example of this, and from this example, you'll understand that there are additional examples also. That by real religious Jews, it's not that he's born as a baby and he's given a nefesh and that's the end of it. Baloney. He receives a new nefesh every day. Number one, the second the person's born, in a sense. We make a bracha, Hamachzir Neshamois Levgore Mesim. Hashem who returned the neshama to a corpse. When I was sleeping in bed, sleep, the Gemara says, is 1/60th of death. So to a degree, I was dead at that time. The neshama gets put in again, the battery is put in again, it's a new creation. Proof is, we make a bracha, shelo yasani goy, shelo yasani oved, other brachas. What do you mean, shelo yasani goy? You said that yesterday. Isn't it a bracha levatola? What do you mean, every day? Every day I wasn't made a goy? How many times am I being made? The answer is at least once a day. Every time a person goes to sleep and wakes up, that's a concept of a creation of a new nefesh. And by tzaddikim, they don't even have to go to sleep. They could be awake, and while they're awake, because this hishtoikikus and kisufin is alive and well, because it's burning, they could be rolling from nefesh to nefesh, going to higher and higher madregos, creating new nefeshos, or elevating their own nefesh to higher madregos through this hishtoikikus and kisufin. Now Rabbeinu Zal gives the example. V'zeh shom razal, this is what the Gemara says in Be'ah, Vayinofash, the Gemara there is talking about Shabbos. And the Gemara says that each and every single Jew that keeps Shabbos gets a neshama yisera on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, we see a reference to this in a pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk says, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos, Kisheshes yomim osa Hashem es hashamayim v'soretz, Hashem created heaven and earth in 6 days, uvayoyim hashvi shovas vayinofash. And on the sixth day, he rested. Vayinofash implies he completed, but it's got something to do with nefesh, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, vayinofash kivon sheshovas vay ovdo nefesh. The Gemara says, as soon as Shabbos comes, and a Jew is given the nefesh yesera, you know what the Jew's first reaction is? Oy, 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 soon it's going to go away. In other words, here I was just given this neshama yesera, and the first feeling that the person has is, the clock's ticking. I only have this for 24 hours, and then it's going to be taken away from me again, this nefesh yesera. So the Gemara says, kivon sheshovas, as soon as Shabbos begins, the person starts feeling a vay of the nefesh. Woe is to me that this nefesh is going to be lost to me very soon. Just like lahavdil, you know, a child is given a present, a certain very good thing, an ice cream. They're eating it, and if a child is really honest, a real sincere child, some of the child say, I feel so bad that when it's going to be finished. It's so delicious, I feel terrible that soon it's going to be finished. I wish I could eat this for the rest of my life. That kind of feeling. Lahavdil, the Gemara talks about this concept of vay ovdo nefesh, that a Jew is supposed to feel this when Shabbos is coming in, this feeling that, oy, 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 that it's temporary. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Hainu shepetchilas ha-shabbos shetzorech lekabel nefesh yisera, when Shabbos is beginning, and a Jew is supposed to receive an additional nefesh. Anu zoichrim me'avedas ha-nefesh b'chol. The person remembers the fact that as soon as the weekdays start again, they're going to lose this nefesh. Va'oimrim vayinofash. And the person says, vayinofash, vay ovdo nefesh. Umaschilen lehizgagea achreho. And the person starts longing for it as if it's already leaving. Now, Shabbos just started, and as every second clicks off, Shabbos is walking away from me, like 1 second less of Shabbos. Another minute into Shabbos, now there's only 24 hours and 58 minutes left. That concept of it's moving away from me. And a person starts yearning for it. When a person sees a good friend leaving them, they want to be malava that friend. You want to walk after the friend because parting is such a sorrow. You don't want to let it go away from you. So the person starts longing for this Shabbos that's walking away from them from the second it begins. Vaydeze bi'atzmoy she'ono nizgagim achar ha'nefesh, mize bi'atzmoy nishave ha'nefesh yisera. Rabbeinu Zal says you should know that this feeling itself, when a Jew turns on this feeling, this desperate feeling, feeling bad in a sense about Shabbos going away, that's what actually creates the Nefesh Yesera, which means that to an extent, those Jews that are sleeping, that aren't involved in this, that aren't thinking about this in any way, to an extent, it takes place anyway, by a person being Shomer Shabbos, by a person basically keeping the laws, not doing what they're not supposed to do, and doing it. This happens automatically. But certainly, certainly, to a degree that a person's, and many of those people, if you were to ask them, do you feel anything in your body different on Shabbos than you do during the week? Some people would have to answer no, they don't. They know it's Shabbos, but they don't really, really feel something different inside of them. Whereas, if a person is really awake and alive and aware of this and thinks like this, thinks like Rabbeinu Zal explains here, that person could feel, in a sense, the Nefesh Yesera coming and could feel a major, major change of an addition, a Tosefet Kiddusha taking place inside of him on Shabbos. Each person according to their Madrega, their level. It's silly for a person to try to fool themselves and make believe or convince themselves that they're feeling this when they're not really. But what Rabbeinu Zal is showing here is that based on the words of the Gemara, and based on Rabbeinu Zal's explanation, this is what's supposed to happen, and this is how it's supposed to happen. And to the degree that a person thinks in these terms and gives themselves an awareness of this, to that degree, that person experiences this coming in of the Nefesh Yesera as a tremendous high. While we're on the topic, it pays to mention, just to deviate, we had the zechus of having a Rebbe who had knowledge, more detailed knowledge, about this concept of the Nefesh Yesera coming to a person on Shabbos specifically. And he taught us that the Arizal says that there are six places in the davening on Shabbos, three places in the Friday night davening, and three places in the Shabbos morning davening, where this Nefesh Yesera, in a sense, comes to a person in different levels. It comes in three parts, Friday night, the nefesh of nukva, in a sense, the neshama of female, kaviyochel, and in the morning, a nefesh yisera of duchra. The three places are in the Friday night davening, when we say, boyichalo shabbos malkasa, at the conclusion of l'chadoidi, that last line is when the nefesh of nukva enters a person. When the chazan says, baruchu, that's when the ruach of nukva comes. That's the second level of the entering of this nefesh yisera. And when the chazan says, ufrois oleinu sukas rachamim v'chaim v'sholim, right before v'shamru, is when the neshama of nukva enters into the person Friday night. So that those are three special places in the Friday night davening, which, again, if a person can be a little conscious and alert at that time, and pause a little bit to be for an awareness of it, it shows a recognition of this taking place. In the Shabbos morning davening, the three places are Nishmas. Nishmas is considered to be a super, super important tefillah. And the opening sentence, Nishmas kol chai tevorech eshimcho, that's when the nefesh of duchra comes into the person. Then the second place is right at the beginning of the Shmon Esrei of Shachris, when the person says, Goal Yisrael, Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch, of the Shmon Esrei of Shachris, that's when the Ruach of Duchra comes into the person. And the third place is in Musaf, in the Keser, when the person says the words, Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi, that's when the Neshama of Duchra enters into the person. Those are six levels and it's like a staircase in a sense of this Nefesh Yesera entering a person on higher and higher levels, pieces of it coming in one piece at a time.
Does it leave in different stages also, or does it leave all at once in Hevdel, or does it leave
early? I don't know. I never learned that. This I was privileged to hear. I'm sure it's discussed in the Kisveris, all those places, but this much we know for now. Now Rabbeinu Zal says V'ze b'chinas nekudos hakesef. This is a concept of a pasuk that's mentioned in Shir HaShirim, where the pasuk mentions two items side by side. Nekudos hakesef. The nekudos of silver. Kesef means silver, and kesef is also miloshen yearning. Kisufin means to yearn, to desire. Hainu shal yedei hakisufin nas nekudos. Yearning is what creates the vowels. Shehem bechinas nefesh, which is the soul. Hainu shal yedei mashehu nichsaf umishtoikek ledovar. This that a Jew yearns for something. Im letoiv oy lerachas v'sholem. Whether it's yearning for a good thing, or chas v'sholem yearning a bad thing. Azai lefi hakisufin nasu nekudos. According to the type of kisufin, that's what determines the type of nekudos, the type of vowels that it creates. V'nitztayrin ho'isyos shebetoy chadovar shu nichsaf. And that forms the letters inside the item that he's yearning for. Kikol dovar yeshloy oisyos. Because every object in creation has letters. For example, a table. A table is a physical item, and we know the big geniuses among us know that this just looks like a table. It's not really a table. It's molecules that are attached together with the electrons and the neutrons and the photons, everything put together. And we know a little deeper that on the surface, it looks like just one chunk. But if you examine it under a microscope and if you study it more deeply, more carefully, you see that, first of all, even Megashmias, a table isn't one thing. It's a top with legs, with screws and everything. Then on a deeper level, it's tinier particles, and on a still deeper level, this is all baloney, because without Hashem inside this item, it would disintegrate instantly. So there's obviously a chius elokus, a heavenliness in this that keeps it together. That heavenliness represents letters. Since Hashem, the whole creation was made through the Torah, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu Ubru Apiv Kol Tzavon. So Kaviyochel, we say that there are letters in every object in creation, in every house, table, chair, shoe, fan, anything you want. The spiritual thing that keeps it alive and keeps it together is certain oisios that exist in that item. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ach sheho isyos biatzmam heim kegoylam." However, the letters themselves are immovable; they can't function. Ve'ein lohem shum tziur b'li nekudos, and they don't have any real form without vowels. Ulefi, just like a word without vowels, it could mean this, it could mean that. Ulefi hakisufin vaishtoikiku shelodom, and according to the type of yearning that the person has, kach nitztayrin hoisyos haidei nekudos. That's what puts together the letters according to the vowels. Shehem bechinas nefesh shemekaplin al yedei hakisufin. This is the concept of the nefesh that a person receives from the yearning. Hainu im hu nichsaf ladovar toiv, if a person is yearning for something good, something that Hashem wants them to yearn for, nase me hakisufin nefesh tigdusha, then that yearning creates a holy soul. V'nasim nekudos, and it creates vowels. Bechinas nekudas hakesef, the kesef, the kisufin creates nekudos. V'azai netztayru ha'oisyos shehoyu kegoylam, v'nasim keli lekabel toiv. And then the letters, which were originally inactive, once you attach vowels to them, they become kelim, which can receive good, which can contain good. Notice they become alive and a keli that can hold kedusha. V'chein lehepich chas v'sholom. The opposite holds true also. Im nichsaf l'ra chas v'sholom. If a person arouses a desire for something that's bad, something that's against Hashem chas v'sholom, nasim hakisufin nefoshois, that kind of desire also creates nefoshois, it also creates a soul, shehem bechinas nekudos, which means vowels, v'netztayru ha'isyos, and the letters are configured, v'nasim keli l'kabel rachas v'shon, and it becomes a keli to contain evil, to contain bad. Kimi pi elyoin loitetze horois v'hatoiv, because there's a pasuk that says that from heaven There's no such thing as good or bad being sent down. Kavyochol, by Hashem, there is no concept of both good and bad. There's only oneness. Hashem Echod, Ushmo Echod. Therefore, Kavyochol, in what Hashem is transmitting only one item. Rak kol echod l'fimashu metzayar v'oisekli l'kabel toiv v'irachas v'sholom. However, each and every one of us, according to the desires that we have, and the way we construct a keli to receive either good or bad, al yidei kisufin v'ashtoike k'sholoi, according to the kind of desires that we have, whether we have good desires or bad desires, al yidei zeh nase hanefesh b'chinas nekudois. That's what creates the nefesh, the vowels. V'yidei hanekudois misnoyim ho'isyois. And once there's vowels, the letters are able to move, to come to life. V'nitztayru l'toiv o'y lehepechas v'shalom. And these letters take on a form that's either a beneficial form or a harmful form. Just to give an example, a little bit off on a tangent, but on a tangent, because this gives you an idea. A person would say, all of this sounds like total air. There's the Rabbeinu Zal mentions in a different chapter in Likutei Moran that when a Jew does an Avera, let's say a person breaks the law of Lois Signoiv, what happens is, one of the things that happens is that the letters in the Torah of the words Lois Signoiv become engraved on that person's bones. There's a pasuk, Vatehi Avoinoisam Chakuko Alatzmoisam. Their sins were inscribed on their bones. What happens when a person gets enough of this, chas v'shalom, it could cause problems in the bones. It could damage the person's health, physical health, and certainly spiritual health, chas v'shalom. However, Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person has vidui dvorim, when a person does tshuva, and one of the most important parts of tshuva is confession, where they apologize to Hashem, and they verbally elaborate and discuss in detail what sin they committed, Rabbeinu Zal says that the words of the vidui are actually the letters that were inscribed on the bones exiting from the person. That's how they leave. That's how they're erased and removed. Period. Now, these letters, when they go into the person, they don't necessarily go in as the words loy signoiv, but rather they can be reconfigured to form words that do harm to the person. For example, the Arizal had a student that was very close to him, his best student. One time, this student started feeling a tremendous pain in his shoulder. He came to the Arizal and he mentioned it, and the Arizal told him, you should know that this is because of a specific halacha. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that when a person washes mayim achroinim after the meal, before Birchas Hamozayin, you're supposed to wash mayim achroinim, and you're supposed to start to bench, say the Birchas Hamozayin, immediately afterwards. You're supposed to try to avoid any lengthy interruption between when you wash mayim achroinim and you start the benching. The way that halacha is presented is tekef linatila brocha. Tekef means immediately after washing, make the brocha. Because you weren't careful with that halacha, his Rebbe told him, what happened is those letters, tekef, tof, chof, pei, were rearranged to create the word kosef. Kosef means the shoulder, and therefore you felt pain in your shoulder. You'll do tshuva, you'll correct this item, you'll see the pain will be removed. Here's an example where we see that these letters are movable. These letters can be configured this way, that way, and depending on how you configure them, they can do harm to the person, they can do good, they can give life, or chas v'shalom, the opposite, all the different options and possibilities. So therefore, Rabbeinu Zal is explaining here that what has a lot to do with this is the desire of a person, the ritzoinos. To the degree that a person has proper ritzoinos, where they study what Hashem wants a person to yearn, what does Hashem want us to desire, and what does Hashem want a Jew not to desire, to the degree that a person does that, they create proper nefoshos, proper vowels, and the oisiyos are configured in a form that's a keli for bracha, a keli for shefa, for health, for success, for whatever it is. To the degree, chas v'shalom, that a person has wrong kisufin, the same exact letters are reconfigured or revoweled in a way that it comes out, chas v'shalom, being a keli for ra. Ra could mean, chas v'shalom, physical harm. Ra could mean all possibilities, all options.
This item that Rinzel says that's coming down from Shemayim, which a person could affect one way or another. Those are the oisyos that are coming down? What is it that's coming down?
I think yes. I believe yes.
And is that coming down to each person individually, or is this talking about, let's say, something that the Bnei Yisrael, let's say, have in common?
Both. Both. It could be to a specific person on one level, or it could be to the whole Am Yisrael on one level. Question is that if we look at in the Torah, even before Adam HaRishon was created, on the first day when light was created, it says, Vayar lekimes ha'or ki toiv. Hashem saw light that it was good. I believe that, again, that's talking about once a world was created. In the world, it took on the form of good or bad. Kavyochel, above, by Hashem himself, there's only oneness. Whereas once it starts taking form below, that's when it starts dividing up. In a different form, kavyochel, the world is called yesh miayin. Kavyochel, Hashem created the world, something from nothing. The Sforim explain that ayin, nothing, is one of the nicknames of keser, the crown of Hashem, which represents the highest light possible. That's called ayin. Keser is one. That's where the light of Hashem originates. After Keser, below Keser, it branches out to two, Chochma and Bina. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Kenei Chochma, Kenei Bina. Acquire Chochma and acquire Bina. Kenei Kuf Nun Hei is 155. There's a Kenei for Chochma and a Kenei for Bina. Together it's 310, which is Yesh. Yesh Me'ayin Kavyochel means that Kavyochel, in the beginning, item number one is ayin, which is keser. In keser, there's no concept of good and bad. There's only one. Once it leaves keser and goes into a creation, keser, we mentioned Shabbos, is called komatz. Komatz is closed, hidden. In that hiddenness, there's only one. Chachma is called pasach. That's where the light first opens up. That's where it first starts becoming, in a sense, tangible, or in a sense, understandable, or that's what's called the beginning of creation, in a sense. The yesh me'ayin, right? That's the description of the beginning of creation. In that beginning, that's where there starts being a potential for two, a right and a left. Chochma on the right side, bina on the left side. This is deep. It's not... To the extent that a person could understand this or appreciate it, this is what we're talking about. So that kavyochel, what we're talking about here is kavyochel on the level of Hashem, which we're calling keser in this case. There's only one. There's no concept of good and bad or male and female or anything like that. As soon as it drops to a lower level, that's where it first begins to take on, there first begins a concept of two. In two, there's Chochma and Bina, there's Oyer and Choshech, there's Toiv and Ra, there's Nefesh and Guf, all the different possibilities. Okay, next. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Ach kidei sheteitze ha-nefesh mikoyach el ha-poyal. Till now, we were talking about creating a Nefesh in theory. Not literally physically creating it, but in a spiritual sense, creating it in spirit. Rabbi Nizal says, if a person wants to make this nefesh become a physical creation, actually be completed, tzorech ledaber bepeh hakisufin vayshtoikikus shehu nichsaf umishtoikik. It's not enough that the yearning and the longing should be in the mind and the heart, but rather a person has to bring it forth from the mouth. A person has to actually express the desires verbally from the mouth. Kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, nafshi yotzo bedabroi. The nefesh comes forth through dibur. It's created spiritually through yearning, through the shtoikikus. But it actually is yotzei, mikoyach el apoyal, through dibur. Shal yedei hadibur yotzeis hanefesh mikoyach el apoyal. Because through dibur, that's where the nefesh actually goes from something spiritual to something physical, in a sense, or from theory into practice. Because yearning, desire, is what creates the nefesh in koyach. And when the person speaks out these longings and desires, Nigmar hanefesh, that completes the nefesh, v'yoytza mikoyach lapoyal, and actually goes out and starts taking on an active form. reminder, we said earlier that the word nefesh actually is used in the Torah to mean ratzon. We quoted the pasuk when Avram Avinu wanted to buy the Maris HaMachpelah from the Bnei Ches, he said to them, "Im yesh es nafshechem." If and Rashi says, "Im yesh ritzoinchem." Nafshechem means your ratzon, if you want. So we see that nefesh means ratzon. Ratzon could exist on two levels. Person could want something desperately inside, but nobody knows about it. They never verbalized it. Or a person could spend hours verbalizing, expressing in words what they desire. L'havdil, there are books written, you know, about desires of people, and the person could speak for hours, tefillos to Hashem, expressing their desires. A person could have all of those desires inside and not mention them, where those desires are meaningful to an extent. They create nefashos bekoyach. But until a person expresses the desires verbally, there's something missing. There's a tremendous lack of shlemus. Those nefoshos can't really function because it's the dibur that's mashlemit. Just like when Hashem created the world. Hashem did everything with dibur. All the poyal, all the action was done through dibur. Vayomer lekim yehi or. Vayomer lekim yehi rokiya. Vayomer this, vayomer that. Kavyochol by Hashem. All the ritzoinos, in order for it to come into poyal was through dibur. Lahavdil, by people also, the Zohar HaKadosh says that there's a pasuk, V'leimor l'tzioin ami'ato. Hashem says to Tzioin, you are my nation. So the Zohar HaKadosh says the word ami can be my nation, or it could be imi, with me. Hashem says, just like I create heaven and earth with my words, with my dibur, so too the Jews have the ability to create heaven and earth with their dibur. Because when the dibur brings out the ritzoinos, that's what really creates. Now Rabbi Nezal says, "V'zeh shomer azal." This is what the Gemara says in Moed Katon. Im harav doime lemalach Hashem tzvokos, toiro yevakshu mipiyu. If a rabbi is like a heavenly angel, then you should seek Torah from his mouth. That's the literal translation of that pasuk. Rabbi Nezal gave us a different perush, which we'll see in a minute. Ki oisiois ha-Torah heim poyalim. Because the letters of the Torah, they create, they do. Ki heim ha-chius shel kol dover. They represent the life in every item, the life in a table, the life in a person, the life in everything. Kemoy shekosov, as the pasuk says, uvetuvoi mechadesh b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis. With Hashem's toiv, He rejuvenates, He recharges every day the Ma'aseh Bereishis. What's the toiv? The ein toiv ela Torah. The Gemara says toiv means the Torah. There's a pasuk, ki lekach toiv nosati lechem terosi al tazoivu. So toiv is the letters of the Torah. Uvetuvoi mechadish chol mitomid. It's with those letters of the Torah that Hashem breathes new life every day into the whole creation. Kihem manhigemes kol hoilam, because it's these oisiois that lead and control the whole world. Ach oisiois ba'atzmam hem kegoilam. However, these letters themselves are like a dead item. They're immovable. Ve'ein lohem shum tenua v'chius. They have no movement or life. Ve'ein lohem shum tziur. They have no form. V'alkein yesh lahatoyra shnei koichos. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the Torah itself has two powers, zocho naseloi samchayim, and chas v'shalom loy zocho naseloi samoves. If a Jew is zoche, the Torah is a medicine of life for them, and if they're not zoche, the Torah is chas v'shalom a poison, a deadly poison. Ki kol echod lefi mashehu nichsav, because each and every Jew, according to what they want, you get what you want, according to what the person desires and is interested in, that's how that person configures and explains the letters of the Torah. Because in the Torah is found both good and bad. Lahavdil, on the simplest level, the Torah presents Rishoyim and Tzadikim. The Torah discusses Ahasuerus and Haman and Lavan and this one and that one, and it tells all about their lives, and the Torah talks about Tzadikim. There's still free choice in there. Person can choose, opt for this or opt for that, as we see many people have done. That's on one level. But Bichlal, the Zohar HaKadosh says that in the Torah you have Asvon Ravarvin and Asvon Zirin. You have large letters. There are certain places where there's an extra large letter in the Torah, and there are certain places like Vayikra, the Aleph at the end of Vayikra is a smaller letter, also representing two powers in a sense. V'tzadikim yelchubam upoishim yikoshlubam. There's a pasuk that says that tzadikim, in the bum, in the Torah, they will go a righteous path, and rishon, poishim yikoshlubam. Poishim, sinners, will be tripped up in that same Torah. Bum, what some of the poshim bring is a remez for the Torah. The bay stands for Bereshis, the first letter in the Torah Shebichsav. The mem stands for Me'ema Sai Kornes Ashma, which is the first letter in the Torah Shebal Peh. The first Mishnah in Brachas starts with mem, Me'ema Sai. That's why we say, V'dibarto bom, V'shivtecha Beveisecha, bom is the Torah. A person, a Jew, should study Torah in their house when they go, etc. So Rabbi Nizal says that in the same bom, in the same Torah, tzadikim go a path of life, and Rishonim go the opposite. Hainu kol echod lefiaki sufin shaloi, each and every person according to their desires. Shemehem nas nefoshois, the desires make nefoshois. Aidei ze oisen nekudois laiseis haTorah. That's what forms the vowels for the letters of the Torah. Venitztairu hoises, and then the letters take on a form. Venisparshu, and they become explained latoiv oi lehepech, for good or chas v'shalom for the opposite. Ulefi mashen etztairin, and according to the way that the letters are configured, kach heim poyelin boilam, that's how they accomplish in the world. Meaning they'll either accomplish positive or chas v'shalom accomplish the opposite. V'alkein oisies hatoyro mevakshim lehitztair mipi tzadik. Now, since there are these two choices, that these letters of the Torah can swing either for good or for bad, now, these letters themselves have their own interest. They certainly prefer to go to the good side. They certainly prefer to be used, to be configured by a tzaddik. Rabbi Nizal says, V'alkein oiseis ha-Torah mevakshim lehitztair mipi tzaddik. Therefore, the letters of the Torah, they themselves have a desire to be configured in the mouth of a tzaddik. Shehu medaber ha-kisuf v'nigdusha shaloi. The mouth of a tzaddik, when he speaks, he's speaking good kisufim. He doesn't talk evil desires. What comes out of his mouth is ritzoinos of kedusha. He expresses a desire for good, a desire to serve Hashem. So the letters certainly have a preference to be said from his mouth. When they come out of his mouth, they're receiving good vowels and they're configured for good. Vizehu, this is what the pasuk means, what the Gemara means when it says, Im horav doim elamalach Hashem tzvokois, if the Rebbe is like a heavenly angel, ki horav tzorich gamkein sheyeloi shnei koichois sheyesh la Torah, sam chayim, the sam chas v'shalom, the opposite sam. Rabbi Nizal says now, the rabbi also, a rabbi, a teacher, has to have in him also these two powers. Just like the Torah itself has the ability to go right or left, to go for life or chas v'shalom death, so to a rabbi has to, a tzaddik has to have the ability to go to the right or to the left. Ba'ofen sheyeefsher lahamiskarei ve'lov lekabel kertzoinoi, so that those people that will come close to the tzaddik will be able to draw from the tzaddik what they want, what they're looking for. They'll get what they want. Tzadikim yelchu upoishim yikoshlu. A good person who's coming to the tzaddik for a good purpose will receive good, and a person who's chas v'shalom coming to the tzaddik with bad intentions will get bad from the tzaddik. Im hu mishtoikik l'avodas Hashem yisborach, if a person is yearning to serve Hashem, yuchal lekabel mehorav derech yeshoro l'avodas Hashem, they'll be able to receive from the rabbi, from the tzaddik, a clear path, a smooth path for serving Hashem. Ve'im lav, and if that's not the case, v'tino yesh b'liboy, the person has apikursis in their heart, they don't have good intent, they have bad intent, they have lack of faith and lack of good intentions. Yuchal gamkein limtsoi baharav dovor shi'katzeitz benetiois v'yichbor bakoil chas v'shalom. That person will be able to find in the rabbi some things which will cause them to not to believe in Hashem, to go against the Torah chas v'shalom, to get tripped up. Just as we have a case in the Gemara where there were students who heard a rabbi speaking, and as a result of his words, they twisted his words in such a way that they went off the path. Tzodoik and Baisus. That example, the Tzodoikim and the Baisusim, it started from the fact that the Rebbe said something, They heard what they wanted to hear. They heard what they were supposed to hear, so that they configured it in a negative way, and they ended up choking on it. It ended up destroying them, leading them off the right path, obviously because their intentions, their kisufin and retzoinos, weren't proper when they were coming. And this is a very delicate item. This whole issue in terms of the kind of kisufin, the intent and desires that a person has, which are determined to a great degree by the tikkun abris of a person. Rav Nosson Zal, I think we're going to have this later on in this chapter, if I recall correctly, how Rebbe Zichron Levracha mentioned this in the taped shiurim that he gave on the Likutei Moran. The question is, when a person's first coming to the tzaddik, usually the person's a mess. We don't assume the person's really good and great and wonderful. Otherwise, what do I need a tzaddik for? So when a person's coming to the tzaddik, it's not as if they have all kinds of good intentions at the time. And if you're telling me here that if I have bad intentions when I'm coming to the tzaddik, then the tzaddik will give me what I'm looking for. He'll give me rope to hang myself with, chas v'shalom. Then I'm better off not coming, maybe. Should I stay away? Because there's less chance that I'll be put on an express train. I'd rather stay on the local. The answer is, Rav Nosson Zal says, there's a way to protect yourself. If a person, because they know that they're not yet good, because they know that they're not yet beseder, and knowing what to think and what to want and everything, they turn their brain off to the degree that a person is zoicha to be mevatel their das, when they first come to the tzaddik, to say, my brain is questionable at best. If I leave it on, and if today it's 60-40 negative, then chas v'shalom, when I'll hear the words of the tzaddik, I'll configure it l'ra. Then I'd rather leave it off. I'll leave my brain completely off, in a sense, and I'll use the tzaddik's brain to think with. Meaning, I'll make myself so humble and so small, literally like a first grader. Just like a first grader coming into class, a proper first grader, doesn't have any questions. They don't even know what they know that they don't even know what to ask for. So they sit quietly with their hands clasped, and the teacher says A, it's A, and the teacher says B, there's a B. They're learning brand new things that they never imagined. And two, there's a one, and there's a two, and everything. And they're not busy trying to figure out maybe the teacher made a mistake, and maybe the teacher doesn't know, and maybe the teacher should be teaching faster, and maybe his nose is too long. All the different possibilities of wrong thoughts. There's none of that, because I know I'm a first grader. I see all of these big kids walking around, and I'm a zero, so I know my place. So I'm not busy thinking and questioning in a negative way. Rav Nosson Zal says that if a person zoicha to do that, then that person avoids the possibility, the potential of being harmed by their own brain, because they put their own brain and their own retzinois aside completely. You want to know what my desires are? I have no desire. Before I came into the room, I turned my desires off. I'll desire only what the rabbi, what the tzaddik desires. What he presents as a rotzain, that's the rotzain I'm looking for. Anything that I had from before, I'm getting rid of. I want to erase it. I want to make believe it didn't happen. That way a person protects themselves from this problem, chas v'shalom, of a tzior l'ra, chas v'shalom. But I think we're going to have more on this later. So now Rabbi Nezal says, v'zeh b'chinas dalid shenichnesu l'pardes. With this we could understand a story in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Chagiga that there were four great rabbis of the Gemara that at one point made a certain type of aliyas neshama. They took a rocket, a spiritual rocket, and went all the way up to some of the highest heights in Kedusha, in heaven. They entered into the Pardes, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, who was one of the four, Nichnas b'sholim v'yotza b'sholim. He entered into that high level of Kedusha in peace, and he came out in peace. A-okay. Ben Azai Hitzitz v'nifga. Ben Azai, who was one of the four, he looked and was affected. His mind was affected, seemingly damaged. Ben Zoyma, Hitzitz umeis. Ben Zoyma looked at the bright light of that super high level, and his neshama left him. The light was so bright that his body and neshama couldn't remain attached. His neshama left him. Acher, the fourth one, who was Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, whose name was changed to Acher, Kitzetz ben Etiois. He became an apikoiris. The literal translation of kitzetz menetios means to chop off the plants, in a sense. But it's an expression that's used to refer to apikoiris, chas v'shalom. Ve'elu hadalet bechinois, heim bechinas tzadik v'rosho oived elikim v'loy avodoy ho amurim beposuk. These four levels that the Gemara describes of what happened to these four tzadikim are referred to in a pasuk in Malachi, where the pasuk discusses a tzadik, a rasha, an oved elokim, and one who is lo yavodai, one who does not serve Hashem. These are the four. And Rabbi Nizal quotes the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vishavtem ureisem bein tzadik lo rasha, bein oved elokim la asher lo yavodai." That there's going to come a time when you're going to sit and see the difference between these four: tzadik, rasha, oved elokim, asher lo yavodai. Ve'elu hadalet bechinois heim nimtzoim bechol b'nei odom haroitzim likoneis la'avoides Hashem ulehiskarev lahatzadik vorav shebedoyer. Rabbi Nizal says these four levels are found by the entire community of people who are trying to come close to Hashem by coming close to the tzadikim of the generation. Ki yesh mi shehu nichnas v'niskarev lahatzadik. There are those who enter and come close to the tzaddik, v'umekabel mimenu derech yeshoro l'avodas Hashem l'fi madregosoi v'orkoi, and the person receives a clear, good path of coming close to Hashem that's fitted, that's custom tailored for that person's madrega and for that person's standing at that time. Exactly where he's at that time, the tzaddik is a custom tailored program for him to advance perfectly in avodas Hashem. V'hu bechinas tzaddik. That person is a concept of tzaddik, bechinas Rabbi Akiva, shenichnas b'sholem v'yotza b'sholem. That person represents the concept of Rabbi Akiva, who entered and left in peace, meaning total success. V'yeshmi shehu bechinas hitzitz umeis, hitzitz v'nifga. There are others who are chas b'sholem in the category where they look and die, or they look and their mind is affected, meaning Hainu shenislahev liboy ma'oid migoidel ho'oir vahislavus sheher boyatzadik beyeser se'eis lemala mimadregosoi. This is talking about a case where a person's heart gets turned on, it gets nislahev, the person gets fired up to a level based on what the light that the tzaddik shone into them, to a level that's above the level that that person's capable of handling. Vaideze yuchal lomus. And through that, it's possible for a person to die. In a sense, the circuits are blown. Person can only handle a certain amount of light, of oir, and they're given more oir than that, chas v'shalom, and it blows the circuits. The blowing the circuits either results in the appliance going dead, chas v'shalom sometimes. Rabbi Nizal says, Sheherboy hatzadik beyeser se'eis lemalim imadregosoi, whereby the tzadik shined into that person above the madrega that the person was capable of. Vaideze yuchal lomus, and that could cause the person's chasushon to die. Veze bechinas hitzitz umeis. This is what the Gemara says about Ben Azai, that he was hitzitz umeis. Bechinas oy Ben Zoima. No? I'm sorry, Ben Zoima was hitzitz umeis, exactly. Bechinas oyvei delikim. He corresponds to what the pasuk calls oyvei delikim. V'yesh mi sheyoytze midaitoi machmas sheoile lemale mimadregosoi. There's another person who, in a sense, loses their mind. Yoytze midaitoi means their mind blows completely as a result of going above their level. V'hu bechinas hitzitz v'nifga. This is a concept of hitzitz v'nifga, where his mind was affected, meaning he rose to a level, his mind rose to a level where he couldn't express it in words anymore. He couldn't contain it. The tzimtzum wasn't there anymore, so that when people heard him speaking, it sounded to them, chas v'shalom, like he was crazy. Whereas, in effect, chas v'shalom, this was a tana in the Gemara, he wasn't crazy. It's just that his mind went to a much higher place where he wasn't able to handle it anymore. He wasn't able to constrict it and to bring it out into words in a way that people could relate to it, people could understand it. Bechinas loyavodoi. This corresponds to the loyavodoi that's mentioned in that pasuk, the third madrega. Ach im kolze afilu hitzitz umeis hitzitz venifka shneim heim bechinas tzadik. However, despite this, despite the fact that there is a certain level of an error or a pigam involved, these two are still in the category of tzadik. Va'aleim gam kem nemar tzadikim yelchubam. They are still in the category of tzadikim yelchubam. Rak shaloi nichnesu v'yotzu b'sholim kamoi Rabbi Akiva. However, they weren't zeche to enter and leave in peace like Rabbi Akiva. In other words, that there should be no harm, no damage whatsoever in the process. They weren't zeche to that. V'yesh mi shemiskarei v'la tzadik. However, there is another type 4, who is niskarev to the tzadik. U'mekatzeitz benetiyos v'koifer ba'koil chasishom. That person becomes an apikoiris. Vehu nikra Rosho. That person is in the category of Rosho. Veze bechinas acher. That's the concept of acher in that story. Veze bevadai tino hoisa baliboy. And this is why the Gemara says over there in Moed Koton, he certainly had apikursis in his heart before he went up. He was studying books of philosophy. The Gemara says, the Gemara mentions a few things. Greek songs, Zemer Yevoni Leiposak Mipuna. He was into Greek philosophy, that kind of thing, and that damaged him, Chas Hashem. That made it possible that when he saw a certain bright light, he wasn't able to understand it in a constructive way, Chas Hashem, but rather it became destructive to him. As the Gemara says on about Acher, V'alkein behechruch sheyimtza bahatzadik es shaloi. And therefore, it must be that the person will find by the tzaddik that which he's looking for, that which he's supposed to get. That person, this type of person, this type 4 person, will find by the tzaddik something that will allow him to go tapi kursus chas v'shalom, something that will cause him to go off the path. And about that, the pasuk says, that these sinners will get tripped up bum in the Torah or in the tzaddik. The Torah itself will trip them up. Because the rabbi must have these two powers. Just like the Torah has in it these two powers, we say the Rav also has to have these two powers. We'll hold it over here for now.